Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All that stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And it seems like, you know, on Fridays we do weekend plans, everyone got the weekend plans. On Monday, it's kind of becoming a new segment to do weekend plans. Everybody had them weekend plans.
Had them.
It's post, you know, past tense. I'm curious, like, how everybody's weekend went.
Cause I like that.
My wife asks me all the time. Like, she always asks me on the front side of the weekend, what are they doing, Gavin and Betty? And sometimes I just can't remember from the conversation, because once we've had it, it's done and I move on to the next thing and I don't always remember. And so now I try to make a point to remember what each of you has said, because I get a quiz when I get home. And sometimes I get a quiz on Monday. How are their weekends? Oh my goodness, just call them. Text them, woman, please. I work with them and I love them dearly, but I don't remember.
I got a feeling she cares more.
She might. I don't know. So what did you do this weekend? I know, okay, let me show you. I knew Gavin was playing golf at Top Golf. And I knew that Betty Rock had multiple plans with multiple different friends.
That's right.
So I did remember what you guys did.
Well,
how did it work? Did it pan out for you, Rock?
Two of them did. One of them did not. I had a friend stay over because we had some really bad strong storms move through. So she stayed the night. And then
I love that your new friend is equally scared of weather as you are. And the two of you are somehow making each other feel better. But you guys both stink in weather crisis.
Oh, for sure. And we stress eat the whole time.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I was supposed to meet another friend that night, but it didn't work out because of the storms.
Yeah, it was bad here, man. I had people, I was in Tennessee, in Chattanooga, and it rained there really hard, you know, for like a day, but like it wasn't what it was here. I had people constantly emailing me or texting us, you know, hey, you guys okay? Is your house okay? And at first I started to get stressed about it, but then I'm like, I can't change it. So, I mean, like, unless it's floating away, I'll deal with it when I get home. I just want to try and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah. And then Sunday, I went and met up with another friend.
Yeah.
Got to see her little boy, so that was fun.
Oh, that's good. Oh, hey, real quick, too, and if you missed Monday school, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you missed Monday school today. I didn't think about that until just now.
Whoopsie.
It's
Monday.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to be there. I was traveling, and so I texted Betty Rock, hey, Betty, would you do Monday school, or if you can't for some reason, ask Gavin, and she said, oh, no, I got it. Don't worry, you can count on me. Like, 1, 2, 3, I'm Bruno Mars over here. I got
that
you.
That was verbatim. Yeah. My reply.
I got you. Never let you down once, Wally. I'm going to be there for you. So today we get in and we're prepping the show. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put this in there. You did Monday school, right? About that.
I had totally forgot and did not remember until he mentioned it. But you're pointing all the fingers on me when the fingers should be pointed right back at you, because you forgot to even write it in the show. So it wouldn't have mattered.
I didn't even write it in the show because I knew she was going to let me down. So that's how that's how good I am at this job and how well I know people. I'm like, okay, on Friday, I write the show for Monday so that we all know what we're doing. So Friday, I purposely did not put it in. And in that place of that box where Betty was going to do Monday school, I just wrote disappointment. And so that's what happened.
Not true.
I don't see it.
Not true.
But you did go to church, like watch church?
Yes, okay, I did. Good. I just didn't write
anything
down.
Did you remember anything from it? Like that? Because then I even said, I said, okay, well, did you remember one thing, like a little nugget we could riff on?
I did.
Give me a Bible. I did. I asked you, but and then you.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, you did not.
And you didn't answer me, and so I thought, okay, she definitely.
Because I had my headphones in.
Okay, when you didn't answer me, I thought, oh, she just didn't even really watch it.
See, you just jumped to conclusions.
Do you remember anything
from it? It was about Palm
Sunday. Okay, good, because we got that coming up, or we had it.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
And
I could have used some more information.
It was about
Jesus.
It kind of was.
You're kind of crushing this Monday school right now.
Well, you know, it sounds like Gavin wants to pick up from where I left off.
I never indicated that I wanted to do that. My wife takes the notes. I don't.
You guys are the worst Christians ever, just for the record.
Oh, come on. You didn't even go.
Excuse me?
You guys, I didn't even go. I was praising the Lord in nature.
Yeah, sure.
I was in nature. I was looking at all of his goodness.
All of the stuff coming down on you. Like, why is it raining?
I know. That's what I was doing. I was out there like,
no.
Lord, you are amazing.
Oh, you were not.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
So Palm Sunday and
you
Jesus.
Sit on a throne of lies.
All your takeaway was. Fantastic. Okay.
How was Gavin's weekend plans?
It was good. The Topgolf is definitely one of the coolest things I've done.
Really?
Recently.
Did you get the little donuts where you could put the stuff in
them? Oh, I did not
them?
Get those.
It's expensive.
It is. We got an appetizer and everyone got food. So we walked away with a solid bill.
Yeah,
but it was
did.
Something that like we were ready to do. And I will say I got a barbecue flatbread pizza.
Yeah, it's good. Delicious. Did you split the bill evenly?
Yes.
Oh, man, you can't do that. You guys are so young.
Yeah.
You got to not do that because you might go like, man, I'm watching my money. I'm going to get the $8 thing. And then somebody else is like, I'm getting a $25 steak, you know.
The point that I'll make here, though, is that Haley and I did get the, and they don't listen to the Aftercast, so this is good. We got the more expensive items.
You did?
Though.
Okay.
So then we actually won the day by splitting the bill.
As long as you're not like afraid to be that horrible person, then yes. But me, I'm
so comfortable
always,
with it.
I'm always cheap. Like, I hate spending a lot of money on restaurants.
Okay.
What?
Mark it down. March 29th. What? You call yourself cheap because you always call me cheap. And say, oh, it's ridiculous.
But not with my friends. With my friends, I like to be generous with my friends.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Like, I always, like, how many times do I buy breakfast?
He gets breakfast.
Compared to how many times you do.
Well, a lot. Yeah, but you're the one, the name on the show.
Sure,
so
that's it.
You make a lot of money.
Okay, that's it.
What an argument.
Yeah, what's Gavin's thing? Gavin steps up. Like, I would say, like it's probably
we don't have to
90
make this a competition.
No, we are. It's probably 95% me, 4% Gavin, and 1% Betty. If we were breaking it into percentages, I'd say that's it. And Gavin just always offers. Betty, we have to strong arm her.
That's
except
not
for
true.
Last week you did on your own last week.
I'm never paying again.
Well, I pretty much figured that. No. I'm just teasing you. You know I love you.
You mean it.
For but the anyway. Really long time, though, back in the day, we were bringing in like bread and butter and toast and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let's
Betty
not
was,
forget about
Betty
that.
Was the one, Betty was the one bringing in the majority of that content.
I will say, yes, that you...
Would you like to recant your
last
statement?
No, I don't want to recant it as far as buying breakfast.
We're talking about the present right
now. Yeah, but like as far as like when we were preparing breakfasts, you would bring stuff in for sure. And you're very good about it. So anyway. When I go out to eat, like I don't... I try to look for the cheaper items on the thing. I don't like spending a ton of money on food. And so when we would go out... Like, my friends, they love getting good food, and they love spending money on it, and they'll buy four appetizers and things
good
like that.
Good for them.
And, like, I can't do that. So that's why we set up early on splitting the bill, like, by couple. And, like, you know, we'll get ours, you get yours, because it's just so much more money, and we just live differently. But it works great for us. Like, we all agree with that, and then there's never any question or any hard feelings and stuff like that.
Yeah, food is where you play that. If you're, like... renting an Airbnb to stay, or you bought four tickets for
split it down the middle.
One event. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all easy to Venmo. One person has to buy it. That's easier. But yeah, food is always different.
But Topgolf was good, and even for people that did not play golf.
Oh yeah, Haley had a really good time.
She did.
By the end, she was like hitting it so accurately.
Really?
And it was tough because you know how like you have Topgolf and you have all of these people on like one ledge. We were on the far right.
Yeah.
And so she was hitting it straight. But it wasn't scoring anything for her.
Sure.
But she was hitting it super
well.
Good.
Yeah, you just
so,
have to turn
job, honey.
Like aim her in.
Yeah, I know.
like with Topgolf, I think I want to say there are times you can go like in their off hours, and because of your schedule, it's hard to get friends to go. You could go like during the day.
Yeah.
And it's not nearly as expensive as like a weekend night. Oh wow.
It's like $30 an hour from before noon, $40 an hour, I think, from noon to five, which is where we landed.
Now, is it 30 an hour total night, and you can have as many, like you can have four people on there? I think so. Yeah.
I don't remember, like I didn't see, like my friend was the one who put his card on for all that stuff, so I didn't see the actual bill.
Because if that's the case, it's not bad, and like it's less than bowling at that point. You're paying, $8 a person basically for that time. But it's where you get on all the extras. You start adding food, and if you rent anything club-wise or whatever, like in addition to what they give you, then it gets like real pricey.
I want to go again though.
Do you? All right.
Yeah.
Rock, would you go to a Topgolf if we went?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we should do that one time. Let's do a little show outing. We have because again, we can go like right after work in a cheap time. We should
True.
We're doing this. totally doing this.
Awesome. Maybe not today. But...
No, not today. I don't have time today. I got other things I got to do.
We'll do it sometime.
Yeah. But so there you go. Show outing. And then I still want to do a panic room show outing. Oh!
Escape room. Is what I mean.
Escape room, yeah.
Those are fun.
And also, too, I was talking to Colton Dixon. He's going to be on the show on Thursday. And I was talking to him. His parents have an escape room in, Murfreesboro. And they survived the COVID outbreak.
Good.
I figured like their business might be hurt, but they're still good. And they've added axe throwing.
What?
So, it sounded like you said extra wing.
Axe throwing. Yes,
okay.
We are going to go axe throwing at Colton Dixon's place.
I don't know. I've seen some videos where that backfires.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't ricochet back at you, you're good.
I just keep alert. Keep looking forward.
Don't throw it and then turn around.
If you can dodge a ball, you can dodge an axe.
Oh my gosh.
Dodgeball was on this weekend. I saw that. That's another thing. We have so many show outings. What a summer this is going to be.
I can't wait.
It's like summer vacation. Lady Rock, let's get into a little bit of least of these. What do you got?
So, American Idol. I know that a lot of us are not watching it because... Because
it's American Idol.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of lost its...
It's run its course, and when you can see Ryan Seacrest every day with Ryan and Kelly, why do you need to see him on American Idol too? Because he's beautiful next to her, and so that's where I would like.
Not where I was going.
Choose to see him.
Okay. but there was a 17-year-old high school student. His name is Alex Miller, and he did a lot of country music. I suppose I wouldn't know. Now, the thing is he gets kicked off, so he didn't make the final 24.
Sure.
But Luke Bryan, who is a judge on the show, called him and asked him if he would like to sing on the Opry.
Really?
And share the stage with him.
That's
as
a big
well.
Deal That's in country really cool. music.
We actually went and toured the Opry when I was a little boy, and I always said, I'm going to go out there and sing in that circle one day, and this is coming full circle for me now, so thank you so much.
Wait, that guy's a country singer? He doesn't sound like it at all.
I cut out some of it, but they said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm sitting out here on the back porch.
Nice. Near my Redman collection. You might have seen my skull cans. I got a ton of them.
I feel like some of that is egged on.
No. And I appreciate you saying egged on because you used to say agged on. And so, you got that nailed too. But like that right there sounds like a guy that you could marry. And be happy for the rest of your life.
Probably. And then my accent would get a lot worse.
Oh, it would be so thick. Like, if you marry somebody like that, like, I could see you guys, I did. Like, what? What'd you just say? I did. what does that mean? I said I did. Like,
I went to we were visiting some people in North Carolina. This is like 5 or 6 years ago. And at church, I can remember this, like, girl saying that she, I like a tie. Mm. And I like your tie.
Oh.
And it took me 4 or 5 attempts to figure out what she was saying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness, this is rough.
Yeah, I know that eyes are difficult.
Ah. My wife had this lady that she talked to, and she's like, and the lady, my wife goes, oh, what's your name? She says, Keem. And so she's like, Keem, like K-E-M-E, Keem? No, it's Keem, like C-H-I-M-Y-E? Like, she's like, no, Kim. It was Kim. K-I-M. Huh. Kim.
We have people who call in every once in a while that I have to, like, ask for a spelling.
Sure.
And I'll say, hey, can you spell that for me? And they just, R-U-T-H. I'm like, you said root?
Yeah. Ruit.
Ruth. Ruth.
Yeah, but I tell you, man, like, I got to sound country there. Like, I'll tell you, like, I know people make fun of people with country accents. I love it.
They're the best.
Like, I don't look down on it at all. I think it's fantastic.
I said one the other day, and I was with a friend of mine who's from the North, and I didn't realize it was a Southern thing until she took pause and said, what did you just say?
Right.
But I said, well, I used to could.
Oh, yeah. Used to could. Or I might could.
Yeah. And she had never heard used to could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I
used to be able to, I guess is what you're supposed
absolutely.
To say.
Absolutely. I know it's just bad grammar, too, because like might and could both are the same word. Like it's like a maybe, you know, kind of thing. And so I said, oh, I might could do that. And a friend of mine was like, what in the world? I'm like, it's a Southern thing. I might could do that. I might not.
And I remember, too, one of my past roommates from California, she never understood fixing.
Oh, I'm fixing to go do this.
Yeah, she was like, you're not fixing anything.
No, I'm fixing. There's a difference.
It means you're about to.
You red state Democrat snob. No.
Wait.
I don't even know. I'm fixing to go do this. Just means I'm getting ready to.
Right.
Yeah, and pert near means it's over there. It's about to happen. Pert near.
Say it again.
I don't know about that. Pert
near. Yeah. Mm. I'm pert near ready to have a big old come apart. I love Betty's. That's one of Betty's sayings. A full blown come apart. I love that. That's like I've adopted that.
Or when you eat a lot and you're like, I'm full as a tick.
Oh yeah.
Or absolutely. You can say I'm full as a tick about to pop.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I'm full as a tick on a blue hair on a what
blue
is that?
Tick hound
blue
dog.
Blue tick hound dog. Yeah. I'm full as that tick. Yeah. So there you go. All right. Well, you know what? Do we have any birthdays today?
We don't.
Oh well, look at that. Look there.
No one was born today.
Look at it. All right. Well, there you go. At least no one that we know. So that's going to do it for your aftercast.
Say it Southern.
And as always, you know what? Thank you for being a potty. And you know what? I really need to finish this thing out the right way. Bless your heart. I saw a t-shirt this week and I should have bought you. Said, bless your heart. I should have got that for you.
Love it.
Yep. All right. That's going to do it for your aftercast.